The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pro Wrestling Unscripted, take two. We did a show last night with Cape Championship Wrestling. Tonight we're here to talk about WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, whatever else comes to mind. It's Wednesday, January 25th. We're almost to February. I'm excited about that because you know what February is?
My birthday.
No. It's a roadblock, isn't it? I don't know.
Roadblock?
What? I don't know. I was going to try to... I was setting it up.
It was Elimination Chamber.
So I was setting it up that it's her birthday, but then I was going to say it's a wrestling pay-per-view instead, but then I couldn't remember it. So let's just skip past it. Shannon Young here, your host tonight.
Fast lane this year.
As always. And I introduced myself for once, so let's get to the rest of the more important people of the panel. Asa Gray's down there. He's the five-star man.
All five.
Ali Abair is next to me, and she's on the show.
Yes, hello.
You might not have known it last night. Unless you watched the video, because we had a full house.
Yep.
That was a triple decker. And speaking of decks, we got the big D, Dalton Anthony, here to the left of me.
Yo.
Don't act so surprised. You're here every week.
Oh, my bad.
That's why I'm surprised.
So, yeah, if you guys didn't listen to it last night, make sure you go back. We did a Cage Chaos special with Ken Murphy, Jason Mott. Jason Lee. Jason Well.
So it was Ken Murphy.
Please, Dalton.
Lee Montgomery. Jason Wells.
And
Brandon Barbwire.
The champ. And we talked about this weekend's Cage Chaos. It was a great show. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to it. It was a lot of fun. But this week, tonight, I'm not used to doing two wrestling shows in a week. It throws me off. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. We're going to talk about TakeOver San Antonio. We got a lot of news and notes to go with. And since we have two pages full of notes, I've got half the notes. Ace has got the other half. So I'm going to pitch it over to the five-star man. He's got some five-star topics to talk about tonight on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Ace, take it away.
So I've got the news part, and then we're going to do kind of a split show with predictions at the end there. First one, kind of two that can be wrapped into one. Kurt Angle was pulled from, it was actually the five-star wrestling show on
affiliated?
Friday. I am not.
Huh. Oh, that means we got to get our lawyers.
I was going to say there's going to be another lawsuit coming. But he was supposed to be doing commentary on the show on Friday, but WWE told him no. And then Angle, in an interview before this announcement happened, said that he will not be in the Royal Rumble this year. He will not be at the Royal Rumble this year. Which...
Has he signed a Legends deal?
I don't see, and that's the thing. We don't really know what kind of contract he has. Assuming he's going into the Hall of Fame, they're going to be using, you know, his Titantron, his music.
Right.
He's going to be making some sort of appearance.
No doubt.
Between now and WrestleMania, between now and the Hall of Fame. So that usually, I think, comes with a Legends deal, I would assume, but I don't really know inner workings of that.
And there's got to be something, because there would be no way that WWE could tell him, you can't do this. Unless he was under contract.
Right.
Like, that's just not possible. Like, as a courtesy, maybe. Mm-hmm. But why would WWE even do it?
And the big thing coming out of this are people are starting to wonder if, because he's scheduled to wrestle El Patron, Alberto Del Rio, for What Culture Pro Wrestling at one of their shows coming up. And now that's kind of coming into question.
Which, speaking of El Patron, or Alberto Del Rio, mm-hmm. I saw that he's hosting a Royal Rumble after party at his restaurant with Paige.
Really?
Which is kind of, cool, I thought. You know, it's because Paige is still under contract to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Alberto Del Rio is not.
Right.
So the fact that he's holding a Royal Rumble party, I don't know. I just thought that was cool. I would love to go to his restaurant if I could. I've heard some bad things about it, like just that he's not too interactive with the people there. But, I mean, it's his restaurant.
I was going to say, I was like,
you're there
I
to eat food, not
right.
to meet Alberto Del Rio.
Right.
But I would love to go there. It just sounds awesome. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten.
I'm hungry too.
Different show. But yeah.
I don't think we've started that show yet.
Not yet. Dalton, what do you think about this? Kurt Angle not being allowed to do commentary. What are your thoughts?
You know, honestly, it doesn't surprise me too much with the way the WWE handles business.
Yeah.
What's his incentive to not do it? They have a Hall of Fame ring on a string, and there's kind of like,
that's true, but I just don't
Mania.
See.
Mania.
But which organization was this again, Asa? That Angle was not going to do commentary for?
It's like Five Star Pro,
wrestling.
Something like that.
It sounds to me like, I mean, I'm not going to take a shot at Five Star Pro Wrestling because I don't know much about it, but I'm assuming it's an independent federation, obviously, of I don't understand why WWE would pull him from doing commentary for this show unless they had plans for him.
Well, and I think it's because it's going to be broadcast, which is one of the...
The no-nos?
Yeah. Which,
if
again...
If they're under contract.
What Culture Pro Wrestling, definitely going to be broadcast.
I mean... That's your neck of the woods.
They do iPay-per-view, but it's iPay-per-view, and then like 3 days later, you can watch it on YouTube for free.
I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it. I think Kurt Angle's a liar that he's not going to be in the Royal Rumble.
See, and
that'll come later.
But at the same thing, like, at the same time, you know, everyone always says, no, I'm not going to be at the Rumble.
Because
it's always, you're always building up the suspense. You're always building up the surprise.
Because you're trying to make it a surprise,
Yeah. And especially with, you know, Kurt Angle loves just lying on Twitter.
Yeah.
And about stuff like that.
How long has he been saying that he was coming back to the WWE?
Years.
How many times did he post,
years.
Oh yeah, I'll be back soon?
In fact,
he gave dates on when he was coming back.
Yeah.
And didn't. And now he finally has. And I really think it's ridiculous that they go so far out of their way to deny that they're going to be in the Rumble when, you know, it's not really a surprise when they show up. It's always one of those, oh, well, he said he was going to be there, so I knew he was going to be there. Then take AJ Styles. We knew he was going to show up at some point because he was signed with WWE. Yet when he came at the Rumble, it was legitimately surprising. And I don't think he took to Twitter all weekend going, no, I won't be there. I won't be there.
He even said, like, in an interview the week before, just like, if there, someone asked him, like, oh, are you going to be like the 30th entrant? And he's like, if there's an open spot in the Rumble, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And that's all, like, and that's the smart way to play it, is just like, oh yeah, of course I could be there.
Because when you hardcore deny it, it just makes people
suspicious.
Yeah. It makes you go, oh, well, that's going to happen even more. Yeah. Speaking of that.
Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know if you had more about Kurt Angle.
No, I just pulled up it's just Five Star Wrestling is the name of it.
Do they have any names on it? Like who wrestles for them? Anybody we know?
No, but apparently this is actually going to be airing on Spike TV.
Huh.
Which will
Ooh.
Be.
That could be a good
I received
reason.
A call from Kurt Angle's management team confirming the rumors that Kurt will not be commentating on the debut episode of Dominant Wrestling, which airs live on Spike TV at 8 p.m. this Saturday from the Dundee Ice Arena.
Okay. Again, I don't see WWE taking this as a threat to them. Clearly. They already had a competition on Spike TV once upon a time.
Yeah, it was them.
Oh.
TNA.
They've also been on Spike TV.
No, here you go. Fans at the Dundee Ice Arena and indeed around the UK will still get to witness John Morrison issuing an open challenge for his five-star championship, and with megastars such as Rey Mysterio, Drew Galloway, Carlito, PJ Black, Nick Aldis, and Moose on the show, anything can happen. So
that's a big card.
This is a big list of names of people that used to work for WWE or, minus Moose and Nick Aldis.
Okay, so I can see this going one of two ways.
So I definitely see, you know, WWE saying, yeah, no, we're not going to have someone in our Hall of Fame about to be highlighted on the biggest show of the year to be allowed to be on another broadcast wrestling show.
But I don't think they could. They legally can't stop him. And that's what I was going to say. They legally can't stop him unless they have him under contract.
Right.
So I see this going one of two ways.
So that Legends deal if he has like an actual like
contract,
on TV.
Contract.
Yeah.
Well, because we'll talk about this in a second, but Jerry Lawler said that a lot of what they do in the WWE now is they'll sign you to 1 year deals and renegotiate and redo every year.
Yeah.
So I think either Kurt Angle has signed a deal with WWE to come back and that one, he will be at the Royal Rumble. To the Hall of Fame inductions, just the beginning, which I know it's not unheard of to have these guys wrestle even after they've been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Ric Flair is the only person who has been inducted as an active competitor. I don't think there's actually anyone because
Michaels was after his retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michaels was after his retirement. Undertaker's not in yet.
And I can't think of anybody that's been inducted into the Hall of Fame that either wasn't dead or couldn't wrestle anymore. Like, I mean, I don't mean like
Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock.
The Rock hasn't been inducted.
Oh no, The Rock isn't in it yet.
But yeah. Stone Cold is.
Yeah, Stone Cold's in it.
Can't wrestle
HBK.
Anymore. Edge can't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
Eddie, of course, dead. So Kurt Angle is one of the few people I believe that is going into the Hall of Fame with still gas in the tank. He can still go.
I really think that a lot of his deal came from whether or not he could pass WWE's physical.
Yeah.
Because there was a point where one of the times where he said, oh yeah, I'm coming back to WWE, they were in talks, he went to the doctor, couldn't pass the physical, so they kiboshed the whole thing.
So either he
stuck with TNA for another like 2 years.
And did well. His end run in TNA wasn't too memorable.
And that's the problem is I'm real bummed that because he had some amazing work in TNA.
Yeah. He was one of the best.
Stuff with AJ Styles.
The main event
stuff with Sting was awesome.
So he's either signed that contract, whether it be a Legends deal, which is more than likely, or an active competitor.
Right.
Less likely, but possible.
Or even just some sort of on-screen presence.
Yeah, maybe a GM role, or just as a character on the show. Either that, or the WWE is using this. How do I word this correctly? Maybe he thinks he can come back to WWE, so he doesn't want to step on any toes.
Right.
So he's going, okay, I won't appear on that show because he's pulling himself. I can go back. Yeah.
Well, and it's not out of character because to jump around a little bit, so competitors from the UK tournament, Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Mark Andrews have all been pulled from multiple either independent shows or podcasts and other interviews.
Which isn't
citing that WWE, it is considering that WWE flat out said this will not affect any other independent bookings.
And the because they've already confirmed there's a show coming in the UK. Right.
Yeah.
That was confirmed. This is the tournament was to set that up. Have they announced any signings for that league? Is it like everyone that appeared on the show, was that like, okay, all these guys are signed?
That's a Dalton question because I don't know about that.
I'm interested to Allie.
Why?
Okay, Dalton.
I think it's probably one of the things of the Cruiserweight where they're trying to sign as many of them as they can. And I'm willing to say there's probably a few of them that aren't going to be signed or aren't going to have his contract as long.
Yeah, but the guys that Asa mentioned especially, I know you said Pete Dunne. No. Who else did you say? Pete Dunne?
Trent Seven and Mark Andrews.
So Pete Dunne, who was the runner-up.
Yeah. Mark Andrews. And I think Pete Dunne probably came out looking the best, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And I think I talked about that when we talked about the UK tournament.
Yeah.
Is how good he just ended up looking at the end of all of it. Pete Dunne was the runner-up. Mark Andrews was in the semifinals. He's pretty much a British Evan Bourne.
Yeah, and a former TNA wrestler.
Yes.
He's a big name, and of course they'd love to have him.
And I want to say, I could very well be wrong because I haven't watched the UK tournament since I watched it the first time. I want to say Trent Seven is the Muscle Cat, the Jesus guy. The one that looks like Jesus.
No. Trent Seven was a little bigger, a little heftier.
He had a huge section.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
A big name.
He was he was one of the people that they really pegged to win it.
Yeah,
Seven. Oh, did he? Joseph Connors was the guy he wrestled. I think so.
Possibly. Who won the tournament? I forget.
Tyler Bate.
That's right. Yep. British JR.
Yep.
19 years old.
JR Britt,
a wrestler that's younger than Ali. First UK champion.
Is it weird to be older than someone that's champion in wrestling?
This happened last year with me and Noam Dar.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's 23.
And this happened with me and
all the wrestlers that are available right now. Starting to kick in.
Yeah.
And then, like you mentioned, Lawler, he actually did just sign a new 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Following his involvement on SmackDown.
Which, by the way,
I hated every second of it.
But did you?
And he'll be calling the Rumble. I hated it because so.
Is it because you don't like Jerry Lawler and you don't want him on TV, or was the segment itself?
It's I don't like Jerry. I don't care for Jerry Lawler as an on-screen character. I don't think he has much to contribute.
Because
now
everything that I've seen of this said that it was a good segment.
The big reason I hated it is it was he was questioning why Dolph Ziggler would betray the fans and turn his back on his friends Kalisto and Apollo Crews. Blah blah blah. Ziggler didn't say a word until they mentioned. They showed video of Ziggler dropping the elbows on Lawler that in air quotes, as hard as I possibly can, led to his heart attack. Had nothing to do with he's like a 90-year-old man that shouldn't be wrestling at all. So they showed him drop the elbows on Lawler, and then they even mentioned like, oh, you gave me a heart attack. You were so vicious. I hate that because they actually did blame Ziggler for his heart attack, which led to his career stalling for years.
Yeah.
Because they blamed him for something that was beyond his control. Absolutely not his fault. It's Lawler's fault for saying he's going to go out there. It's Vince's fault for putting him out there. The fact that Ziggler's dropping elbows, one of the most common wrestling moves ever.
And it was his, like, one of his signature moves, too.
Yeah, when he dropped the multiples. Because it's just like, look how quickly he can just get back up and do this again.
And
I hate that. And now they're actually, and then Ziggler super kicks him in the heart. And then JBL comes out to defend him.
That was my favorite part.
All right, so.
It bugs me that they're using this thing that legitimately hindered his career for something that wasn't his fault for a story that I don't want to see.
A couple things. In retort, one, it was in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
The show. So it's perfectly understandable why they had Lawler out there.
I get that.
Right.
I'm not knocking that.
And we always say this, and it's important to remind the audience, for those that, you know, maybe if you're a casual wrestling fan, Jerry Lawler and Ziggler don't really have say-so over what storylines they do. Mm-hmm. They're told, go out here and do this. So in this case, you can't blame Lawler or Ziggler for rehashing.
I don't blame either of them. I hate it, though.
Right.
That doesn't mean I don't get to
But was it an effective segment?
Idea.
It was in a bubble.
It wasn't for me.
But you don't think...
I can see how people would think it was.
By showing the viciousness of... Okay, and I agree with you, first off. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I hate when they bring up real things and try to play it off as storyline stuff. Like, when Paige went after Charlotte's brother.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero, anything.
Yeah.
Hate it. I hate when they do that. But in this particular case, the super kick to the heart, the way they played it off to make Dolph Ziggler look vicious and a heel, if they've moved past the, it's your fault, and it's more of a, okay, I realize, maybe Jerry Lawler, and I don't know, I don't know if Jerry Lawler thought this, but if they've agreed, okay, it wasn't his fault, let's turn it into an angle, it'll get him some heat. Is it any different than any other heat gaining segment that we don't like CM Punk and Paul Bearer's Ashes, stuff like that?
I didn't like that.
Except now I'm at the point where I'm like you. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter because they're not going to do anything with Ziggler.
No, they're not.
I can't get excited. Like,
well, no, they are going to do something with Ziggler. They're going to put him in the Rumble.
I was excited for his heel turn.
Here's what's going to happen. Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Ziggler's going to enter the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lawler is going to get up and go enter. And don't say, well, he's doing commentary. Yeah, so was Booker T. So was Michael Cole.
And so was Jerry Lawler.
JBL.
Which, can we talk about those segments for just 1 second?
Sure.
Because Michael Cole is sitting next to both Booker T and Jerry Lawler. And then their music plays like, oh, how could you? You're in it. What are you talking about? Dude, you've been sitting next to them for like 3 hours and they're not wearing pants. they're out there doing commentary in their wrestling gear.
In no other job can you just sit around pantsless unless you're Joey Ryan.
Or Randy Orton.
Or, yeah. Just don't bother him at the gym, bro.
No, don't.
But yeah, my spoiler is that Ziggler enters, Lawler throws him out.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, Lawler throws him out, and they're going to start a Ziggler-Lawler feud. I really think that's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Especially with them signing him to another year.
Yeah.
Because why? You took him off the commentary. You took him off the pre-shows. Why the hell would you sign Lawler to another year unless you're going to use him?
The only positive that I see coming from it is I don't think that they will actually actively have – they can't have Lawler actually wrestle. They can't. You're showing him, oh, the last time he wrestled, he almost died. So you can't have him wrestle. JBL. JBL has come to his defense 2-3 times.
Can I say a name? Mae Young. Mae Young wrestled when she was 80-something.
Mae Young never had a heart attack.
Well, she's too tough.
Yeah,
she was too tough.
Tougher than Lawler.
She probably had 3 heart attacks and just didn't even recognize it.
She was
like, my arm's numb.
She just kind of hit her chest.
Right into hell, Donaghy. Yeah.
she gave birth to that hand and still wrestled.
Yeah.
But no, I really absolutely see them putting Lawler against Ziggler.
I don't want to see it. Ziggler deserves better. If Ziggler's finally getting a one-on-one match at WrestleMania,
you know
it should not be.
You know who's a good candidate to ask about this? Allie. And let me explain why. You, me, and Dalton know Jerry Lawler. We know his work in Memphis. We know that at one point, Jerry Lawler was...
Wrestling God.
Was good.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, you only know Jerry Lawler from what the WWE presents him as now. What are you excited at all? Is there any part of you that wants to see Jerry Lawler versus Dolph Ziggler?
No.
Did you see how he looked in that segment? Did you see that segment at all?
No, I think I saw
he was in the King gear, right?
Yeah, he was in his wrestling gear.
Because
yeah.
I saw that, but in my mind, whenever I saw that, I thought, really? Because I knew about the heart attack stuff because Asa told me.
Yeah.
And then seeing that is just, I'm not excited for it.
But it's not unheard of. We watched a video earlier today. It was like the top 7 Royal Rumble of surprise entrance. It was on 4-1 Mania. And number 7 was Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
At 2009, I think, or 2008.
2008 or 9.
So yeah. Piper comes out, looks terrible, like is in terrible shape because he's an old man.
Was it the same one where him and Snuka fought?
Yes.
Because Snuka also looked terrible.
They did. And you would think, well, okay, well, Lawler looks terrible and he's an old man. Doesn't matter, WWE. But if they can squeeze an ounce of blood from him, they will.
But again, none of the people that they had actively almost died as a direct result of competing.
No, but one of them directly killed.
Yeah, and he's got a special playlist on WWE Network. Speaking of WWE
Son
Network,
of a bitch.
Rumor going around that ICW, OTT, and Progress are all within talks of airing some of their content on the WWE Network.
Is it crazy to think of how close we were to TNA being on that list?
I still don't think it's out of the question. I don't either. If Anthem, you know, depending on how the company goes, I could see Anthem wanting to get some of their money back and, you know, selling off the tape library.
Right.
And now with Kurt Angle, with Sting, with AJ Styles,
Bobby arguably Roode, the big Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah, and all of the NXT guys. But then you have, like, arguably the entirety of the TNA Hall of Fame at this point.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is in there. I think the only one they're, legitimately, the only one they're missing is Scott Steiner.
Yeah. Well, missing is a word.
Which, by the way, Ziggler said he wants Steiner in the Rumble.
Of course he did. Did you see Eric Young tweet about his relationship with Scott Steiner?
No.
And it was just a loop of one of their TNA segments. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
But it's just Steiner screaming "shut up" and slamming the door in his face as Eric Young just keeps trying to like open it, asking him to wish him luck in his match. It's kind of
great. I forget how much I like Steiner. Sort of. He was always entertaining.
Accidental Steiner is accidentally entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
He's
the Mr. Magoo of wrestling.
He really is. But yeah, no, getting some indie stuff on the network I think would be cool.
I agree. The more they can add to the network, because remember when the network first started, there was a lot of good content, like, of course, the backlog of, you know, pay-per-views and shows. They started adding Nitro, and they started adding more and more. But there for a while on the network, when I really watched it, it was the same four or five shows every day.
Yeah.
They would repeat to ad nauseum. Because they didn't have as much original content going then. And they only had the WWE tape library. So they were kind of spreading it out. The more you have available to you, the better the network's going to be. It is an insane value for $10 a month.
Yeah.
It really is. You cannot argue that fact.
If you are a first time subscriber, if you're a lapsed subscriber even, you can get, if the deal is still going, because I used it, $9.99 for all the way through now until WrestleMania. Well, you get 3 months for one.
It's a good thing my subscription is going to get canceled because of my debit card. I can just get that whenever that new one, I'll get that free 3 months.
If it's still going, because I think it was on a time.
Thanks,
runner,
El
but.
Sol.
I'm getting ripped off everywhere.
Speaking of things being stolen.
Oh,
yeah. I'm the king of the Segway.
Segways.
Can you guys talk about how horrible Jonesboro, Arkansas is?
Austin, what's going on in Arkansas?
Get your state in line.
Austin Lane actually tweeted an apology
to both of them.
Yeah, yeah. For what happened in Arkansas.
Because we talked last week about Randy Orton being harassed by the fan. Because that's how that story really went.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles was also robbed.
No, here's what I don't understand about this. Was he robbed, like, physically?
Somebody took his bag.
It sounds like his, either at the, between the airport or the arena.
Okay.
Someone just grabbed his bag, which had, money in it, yen in it.
I want to say the report said it was $1,000 cash.
7,000 yen.
7,000 yen, which translates roughly to $61. That's not a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then an Xbox One or an Xbox 360.
Xbox 360.
There you go.
Because that's the funny part.
No, it's because he plays NCAA all the time.
That's
one of his favorite. It's his favorite game.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that.
And because of the licensing issues,
2014 was the last one.
Yep.
360.
So that's the one he has to play.
So then, so it was a 360, six Xbox 360 games, and then a small screen TV.
Which it's just that travel bag.
Yeah,
that, like,
right,
Xavier Woods, you like, yeah.
Because the way I read
packs.
The story, it almost made it sound like he was, like, physically robbed, like someone actually held him up or something.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I guess this is better because at least he wasn't in danger.
Yeah.
But that really
sucks. Still, that's just.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, it's a drop in the hat to someone like AJ Styles. He can go buy a new 360.
You're right.
In fact, at Gaming Grounds, you know what, AJ Styles? Come to Gaming Grounds. I will give you a 360.
Just go ask Xavier Woods for the address. I'm sure he remembers it.
Well, he's friends with Ason.
It's true.
Yeah. Not friends with us.
Xavier, tell him to follow me on Twitter. I'll get the information to you. Probably meet at a neutral place, though.
Dalton just got that.
Took a second.
Sorry.
We also had something that you pointed out. Kenny Omega.
Yeah, going
did
back
an
to
interview,
the Rumble. Yeah.
To get back kind of to the Rumble a little bit.
Yeah, he did this with Forefront Wrestling and did a Q&A. And it was actually, I don't even know if it was it wasn't a podcast. It was actually at a wrestling show. And he did a Q&A at the wrestling show. And they asked him about his Royal Rumble possibility.
Mm-hmm.
He said it wasn't impossible. And this is a direct quote from Kenny Omega. Because, I mean, this is big. Everyone's wondering, where's Kenny Omega going?
Right.
He's taking time off from Japan,
mm-hmm.
in quotes. I'm quoting right now, air quotes. So everybody wants him to go to WWE. Is it possible? Everyone says no, but they really hope. This is what Kenny Omega had to say. He said, the most I can say right now is that if some of you are subscribers to the network and you're looking forward to something happening or not happening on the 29th, I'm not sure if I could pull that rabbit out of a hat by that date. That's all I can say for now, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible. I'm not saying anything. That might be asking too much at this point in time. That's literally the most news I've given anyone up to this point. So, we've said before, his New Japan Pro Wrestling contract is up January 31st.
Yep.
The Rumble is the 29th.
Yep.
Feasible for him to appear if WWE made a big enough offer. The question is, does the WWE see him as a big enough acquisition to go out of their way to specially get him?
And that's the thing is, you know, they should, but it's WWE. And Dalton and I actually kind of talked about this a few days ago, and it might be a separate show, but do you think the stigma of being an indie guy, being very popular, you know, really hitting your stride?
Yeah.
Do you think going to WWE anymore is a bad idea? Because it used to be like you're going to get saddled with a stupid name. They're not going to use you correctly. Yep. You know, just stay on the independent scene. You're going to be treated better. But now you have to take into consideration Samoa Joe. Yeah. Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, NXT champion. Bobby Roode's the number one contender for the NXT championship.
Right.
Finn Balor, first ever WWE Universal champion.
Right.
AJ Styles, Well, real quick, a stat that popped up. AJ Styles has now been WWE champion longer than Roman Reigns, Ric Flair, and Eddie Guerrero.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yep.
But I do have something to say about you mentioning AJ Styles. To your first question, I think it's important to note that it depends, to me, where you end up. If you end up in NXT first and you can build that following and really show that you have the WWE, what it takes, like Samoa Joe, like Bobby Roode, that's happening. A lot of people say, well, what about AJ Styles? He went right to the main roster and he's doing phenomenal. Yes, he is, but you quickly forget.
Now I get it.
But you forget that originally AJ Styles was only seen as a mid-carder who they were probably going to bury. That's how he started. That's what they were going to do. AJ Styles got himself over to the point they couldn't ignore him.
Yeah.
So, is it a hindrance to go to WWE as an indie star? No, but not everyone's AJ Styles.
But then again, you also look at guys like, you know, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, they say are the ones that really kind of paved the way.
Yeah.
But you can't discount, you know, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Granted, they both started at FCW and then NXT.
But can we go back to CM Punk and Daniel Bryan again? Punk a little less so, but Bryan very much wasn't seen as a main eventer. Hell, they made a storyline out of it.
Right.
And again, he was so
a
good.
A main event storyline out of it.
Yeah. And they couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
The chants were too loud. CM Punk kind of the same way. I feel like they gave Punk a better shake, but I think that's only because he went to ECW first.
Which was basically.
Was the Paul
NXT,
Heyman show.
Yeah.
And Heyman was a big fan of Punk. So now it's definitely a different landscape in WWE, but I have no doubt. You take a guy like Billy Hills, you take a guy like Austin Lane, Brandon Barbwire, you put them in WWE land first, they're losing to Braun Strowman every week. Every week. You put him in NXT and you have Austin Lane go against Samoa Joe. You have Austin Lane go against some of these guys. He can go, proves himself. I think it's where you go first. I really do.
Billy just punch him in the mouth.
And I will say, I think Kenny Omega is the kind of guy who could just drop him on the roster and he will get himself over.
I think he would be able to get that kind of reaction. I said not everyone's going to be AJ Styles.
Right.
Kenny Omega is AJ Styles.
Yeah, he could be.
He is the equivalent of AJ Styles. He's just as good in the ring, I think, if not better. Insanely good.
And
he's
got a great look,
charisma, everything's great about him. Yeah.
And I will say, the only thing that I would say, I personally hope he stays in New Japan. I think he has
really?
A lot more. Yeah. I think he has a lot more he could accomplish there. I want to see him as IWGP champion. I want to see,
I do too.
But I want to see more of him there. And then WWE only now really found interest in him because of that amazing match with Okada.
Yeah.
They were not chomping at the bit for him a year ago.
Right.
6 months ago. 3 months ago.
Well, and
this is all just based off of one match. And if he has so much more to offer than that one match, which again was with Okada, WWE has some amazing talent right now. They maybe have 2, 3, 4 people that are on Okada's level.
But see, I think that actually works exactly in the opposite way of his favor. Because, and I get what you're saying. You're saying is they only want him because of this one thing. He should stay in Japan because he's got a better guarantee over there of staying relevant. But see, I disagree in the sense that this is his chance to go to WWE while he's hot and prove himself like AJ Styles did. Because you might be right. 5-6 months down the line, they might not want him anymore. If that cools off and they don't want Kenny Omega anymore, at some point, I feel
and like. And that's true. I mean, and there is something that you say of, you know, going after it while the hype is at the most.
Give it the best chance. Mm-hmm. And even though Kenny Omega said he would rather be the guy that ends up in Japan and never goes to WWE, mm-hmm. it's got to be in some part of every wrestler's heart that they want to work in WWE.
Well, and he had a WWE contract.
He didn't go well.
Yeah. Which.
But so did Chris Hero. And guess who's back? With a better shot.
Yeah.
Now that the landscape has changed.
So.
I'm curious to see where this goes.
See, and we've talked about it before too. Like even Dalton, the way you said it, it's like, I know he's not going to be there, but I kind of think he might be there.
Yeah, I
get that.
Yeah, like his one foot's in the pool, one foot's out of it.
Yeah.
But there's no pool. It's just like.
And the way he's doing it is amazing too. You know, he's generating hype for himself. You know, inadvertently.
And for Royal Rumble.
He's also bringing hype toward the Royal Rumble and New Japan to see, you know, what they might end up doing.
Yeah. And it doesn't help that John Cena is constantly trolling people by posting the pictures of, like, Kenny from South Park.
Right.
The Omega symbol, stuff like that. Like,
the
every
O
single,
and then just Mega Man.
Oh,
every
hate
single person that's doing this is like, it's almost like they have to be talking to each other, going, okay, you do this now. Go give that interview.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the Rumble.
It's almost like he's already signed to a contract and they're talking to each other.
I think it is worth mentioning, too, that WWE did a thing where they asked the superstars who they want to see appear in the Royal Rumble. They did two versions of it. The first version included Seth Rollins saying Kenny Omega and the club wanting Bad Luck Fale. Fale. I always say Fale because that's how I read it. And then the second version removed those clips.
Really?
Yeah. So.
It's Sunday, folks.
It's coming. There's three more things. First one, new Intercontinental Championship and U.S. belts are being looked at. So both of those could be getting redesigned.
Probably.
Dean Ambrose teased it on SmackDown last week, saying that he wanted a new belt because the current one smells like self-tan and like coconut oil or something.
But it's that really sweet white belt, right?
Yeah, it's the one that Cody Rhodes brought back.
I love that belt.
I do too.
I don't want them to get rid of it.
Which is why I definitely see them
because
wanting
to. Because you know what it's going to be, right? It's going to be the W with a different.
Apparently, they're not supposed. The ones that they're looking at aren't going to just be like the palette swap, like they do with the
good,
tag titles. Or
I hate that.
I do too.
I hate that. Remember when belts used to look glorious?
Unique.
They
yeah.
looked regal, like yeah. when you held a belt. It's like when Damone walked into CCW with
that
title.
Shape, yeah.
We were like, "Whoa!
What is that?
What is that belt? That's awesome! That belt can really make a person." You know. When Stone Cold had the Smoking Skull belt, and
hated
The Rock
it.
Had the I didn't like him either.
Hated
but
it.
You remember them.
Hey.
They're memorable.
Jeff Hardy's TNA belt.
Hated it.
Was that the Divas title?
Basically.
Yeah, it was.
It was real bad.
It was broken. That's what broke Matt.
He saw that title. He just started twitching.
The only other thing, Kenny Omega did the interview. Roman Reigns was on ESPN, I think. It was either ESPN or Sports Illustrated. And he said that he could have a 5-star classic with anyone on the roster.
Let's talk about that for just a second. Because you asked me before the show, should we talk about it?
Bring it up.
And I said, absolutely. Because I'm stuck right in the middle. I think Roman Reigns is a good worker. I really do. And I think he probably could do 5-star matches if he was allowed to. Because there's a WWE philosophy of, all right, Hogan said it best. Like, he could go out there and do moves probably if he tried.
Mm-hmm.
But when all you have to do is punch, kick, and you get the same payday, why would you not do that? Same thing with Roman Reigns. Basic wrestling, spear, Superman punch. But we've seen with him going against AJ Styles, when he goes against these guys, he can go really well. So I think it's a bit arrogant of him to say that. But I have no doubt that if he really pushed himself, he probably could do 5-star matches.
And
but
really,
everyone...
And it's one of those things where it's like, what do you expect him to say to that kind of question of, you know... I don't remember the exact question, but it was, you know... My brain just turned off completely. Oh my God.
I'm thinking about those beans.
It is those beans.
But no,
I'm just thinking about having to have to talk about Raw next.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
we're at
30 minutes, so we better hurry that up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll make it short. I think he could. I like watching Roman Reigns wrestle. I hate when he talks.
You hate when he says what they want him to say.
Yeah. Like that. And I mean, there's things about it that I'm just like, I still really, really enjoy Roman Reigns.
If it wasn't for, I mean, I'm genuinely looking forward to his match on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, him and Owens, I think, will have a great match.
Spoiler alert. Apparently, he's been booked afterwards to face Strowman in a lot of matches. So, whether or not
Which, I mean, they've been teasing anyway,
So. So, is it a title match, maybe?
I doubt it.
I don't. I hope not. Yeah. I want Kevin Owens to keep the title. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's time to put the title back on Roman.
That's why I got scared when Jericho won the U.S. title.
It's almost telegraphing
it. Because that U.S. title, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman is a great U.S. title feud.
Right.
Especially if that's a WrestleMania match.
Well, I'm hearing at Mania, Strowman. I mean, remember when they won Strowman versus Taker?
They've got so many different plans up in the air. It's hard to even. What they say now is.
And I really like what they've done with Strowman. You've been saying it for a long time. I didn't catch on. You guys were on the Strowman train before me. But yeah, really good. I mean, he really looks like when I see him, I think of a locomotive who just crushes his way through everything. Like what Rusev was, but even bigger. When he stood up against Sho on Raw, I went, holy crap. I didn't know Strowman was so big.
I didn't like that.
Speaking of Big Show, he is looking fantastic.
Both of them are. Yes. Someone did a side-by-side of last year, Strowman and Sho did a face-off.
Uh-huh.
And then this year, both of them have trimmed down. Both of them just, because it was Wyatt family Strowman.
Which, I mean, of course, you give credit to Strowman for looking good, but I think you have to give more credit for Sho being as old as he is.
Yeah.
And with the condition he has, right. You know, that Andre the Giant had.
Yeah.
Well, they fixed that, though. Like, they fixed that a long, long time ago.
But I imagine there's got to be some complications to the weight gain. I mean, just.
If you can really fix it all the way.
Yeah.
And they said he's in the best shape he's ever been in. I disagree.
When he was 24.
Yeah.
Also, he came out basically in Captain Insano gear.
Was awesome. Do you think
he's got the big Rick Ross beard every big guy gets now?
You just think that Shaquille O'Neal's like starting to get afraid of like what's gonna happen?
Shit. When I'm out the hooping, yo, you better decipher.
In other words, you better make a fucking decision, because I'm gonna be a Shaq knife and cut you with precision. 30 minutes.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know.
Oh god.
And then on Raw. Okay. So we have had weeks of Royal Rumble buildup. We have had years of Royal Rumble buildup of just superstars coming to the ring, holding a microphone and saying, I'm officially entering my name into the insert random year here Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Everyone's done it.
Yeah.
I did it. I don't like that they've stopped, they're not returning my emails.
I've got you on the list.
Yeah, it should.
Like, I'm assuming you're in.
I need to be. They haven't, you know, given me any details for travel or anything like that, so I'm just, it's like, man, that's weird. They said they were giving it to some guy named Kenny. That is weird.
Oh, Kenny Ortega? Yeah. The luchador?
Something like that.
Yeah. I just knew the last initial was O.
But, again, we get a segment on Raw where Mick Foley is on the phone with Stephanie McMahon. Sami Zayn comes in. He's like, hey, I want to be in the Royal Rumble. Where do I put my name? Oh, yeah, sure. Foley's about to oblige him. And then Stephanie comes in. No, that's not how that works.
Well, no, she's on the phone even.
Yeah. So
She wasn't even there.
She interrupts because they're on speakerphone. That's not how that works. You have to earn your spot. What? What?
I read today that there's a big rumor, this is just rumor, that Sami Zayn has heat backstage. And they've been trying to make him look stupid.
I saw that that story.
It's on 4-1 Mania, take it as you will. I don't know.
The basis of that is Meltzer said that the segment from 2 weeks ago where he was just like rambling.
With Seth and Roman.
Was designed to make him look embarrassing.
Like a nerd.
That's based on nothing except for just the way that Meltzer interpreted that segment.
And then plus he got in the Rumble by beating Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course they're setting up Rollins versus Triple H, but that's not the end of your frustration.
No, because you have to wrestle Seth Rollins. If you win, you get Seth Rollins' spot, and Seth Rollins is out of the Rumble. Worth mentioning that the way Rollins entered the Rumble was by announcing that he was a competitor in the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Two segments later, Rusev comes out and announces that he's in the Royal Rumble. But that's not how that works.
Asa and I are yelling at the TV at this point.
Okay, before you explode, I almost thought I had it. I almost figured it out. Because I thought, well, okay, they've really been pushing that there's no faith in Zayn, per se, and maybe Stephanie...
Have they? Because why does Stephanie suddenly hate Sami Zayn, we just realized that WrestleMania is coming up, so we really need her to be on Triple H's side.
But how many times have they had Zayn come in and Stephanie kind of cut his... I mean, of course she does that to everybody, but they seem to have made it more toward Zayn. Like, she constantly just downs and disses Zayn.
Yeah, he does end up in that tractor beam of hate a lot.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, that's what it is. They're building something with Zayn and against Stephanie, whatever. But then I thought, but she didn't do it to Seth Rollins, who her husband is going to be in an active feud with and now hates, apparently.
Yeah.
So why would she pick Zayn and not Rollins? But then I thought, okay, but then she put them in a match against each other. to screw Rollins out of his shot. That's what it is, right? But that's under the assumption that Rollins would get so distracted by Triple H's music that he would fall for a roll-up and lose. At that point, I'm like, I have put more thought into this than anyone in WWE.
And I've seen defenses. I've seen people say, oh, well, you know, what if they earned their shot at a house show? What if they, you know, oh, based on something else, they earned their shot? Then you have to say it. You can't just let us assume these things. You have to demonstrate, why did Mojo Rawley get to earn a spot with an over-the-top battle royal on SmackDown?
Yeah.
You show him earn a spot. Yeah. I miss placement matches. So desperately miss the qualification matches.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it drives me. I hate that. Oh, it makes me so mad.
And do you want to just go into the Rumble after this?
Yeah. Or yeah, because that's the last of the.
We should hit. Let's just go over TakeOver just real quick because there's not a lot to talk about.
Before we go into TakeOver, I just want to say, like, there's not a single match on that card that I'm not really excited for.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be going to CCW. I love those guys. That show is going to be amazing. I'm bummed that we don't get to watch it live.
Right.
So we're going to be watching it on Sunday before the Rumble at some point.
However, there's not really a lot on there that you're going to be surprised by.
And it's not even that. It's just that, like, all of the matches look great, but saying this isn't from watching NXT, like, I'm not hyped for anything. Like, I was really excited to see Nakamura and Joe. Because I knew that was going to be a great match. But I also loved the story behind Nakamura and Joe.
Yeah.
We don't really have any of that.
Rude signed a contract. He wants the title.
Yeah.
Nakamura cut him off from saying his catchphrase. There's your feud.
Asuka has three legitimate contenders.
And I like the Asuka thing where she basically said, I want all of them.
Yeah.
She's so good. She's so arrogant that mm-hmm. she's like, just I'll fight the entire and that's, squad.
That's been her thing since she's had the belt.
That's good progression right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And if they take the title off her and put it on one of these other girls, mm-hmm. this is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce.
Yep. I wish. I love Peyton Royce.
That's actually who I genuinely think Peyton Royce pins Nikki Cross or even Billie Kay.
Yeah, because I don't see Asuka taking the pinfall.
No.
Oh, no, yeah. No, they'll keep her.
Let's go over the matches real quick. Roderick Strong versus, I can't pronounce his name ever.
Andrade Cien Almas.
Thank you. And I guess we can just give our predictions real quick on this. Yeah. Just real quick. I think Roderick Strong.
I think this is the one that Almas can win because he really hasn't had a big win to his name.
I think he'll almost get there, but lose in the end because Roderick's too strong.
Allie, who do you think's going to win?
Allie, do you know either of them?
No.
Almas is the original founder of the Los Ingobernables.
And he's the guy that he kind of came in as a luchador at first, but then he, Now he just wears, and I might be getting this wrong.
His suspenders and fedora was part of his thing, but now he's wearing the actual lucha mask.
Oh, now he's wearing a mask?
But he takes it off for his entrance.
Pick Strong, because he's new. Okay.
Sure.
Asa?
Roderick Strong was the tag team partner that came in with Aries
Roderick Strong, big on the indies. Big name, so that's
the
a good sign.
Of the backbreaker.
Yeah.
I think Almas wins.
Dalton?
Strong.
Strong? Yeah. All right, so we got three Strongs and one Almas. Yeah. I'll give it to Ace on
And I'm
one.
Not even, like, I'm not even, you know, I, it wouldn't surprise me, but I just, I would rather, I think Almas needs it more.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So.
Eric Young versus Ty Dillinger.
This one could go either way because.
It could, because
this very much.
Needs it. Both guys need
both
it.
Both guys need it. Everything points to Ty Dillinger, of course, being the number 10 entrant at the Rumble. It has to be. It has to be.
Yeah. It makes the most sense. It's going to be one of those moments where it happens and everybody is going to do 10 the entire time.
Yeah.
In fact, oh my God, I just had a vision.
They're going to just count down 10, 10, 10, 10.
Oh.
So Shannon's going to, we're going to need to mute the TV.
I'll still see them.
So it's kind of the tradition of, you know, losing as you go for, as you move forward. But I think a win would really propel Dillinger, because I don't think they've treated him correctly.
He's one of those guys that I never want to see leave NXT, because I think he will get eaten alive on the main
roster.
Same
thing with Tyler
That's
Breeze.
Fair.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to leave NXT.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tyler Breeze was so good in NXT, and he's good now. Mm-hmm. But it's like Dolph Ziggler. You're only as good as they let you be.
That's a made feud right there, is Ziggler and Dillinger.
Yeah.
I'd watch them wrestle forever.
They'll show off against the Perfect 10.
Yeah. Yep. That's just a good book right there.
But then Eric Young really needs a strong win to kind of solidify himself as he stays on NXT as the leader of Sanity. But with Dilly,
let's call him Dilly.
Damo.
Damo, but I'm going for his NXT name. Kane. Dillian Kane? Killian Dane. That's what
it is. Well, they're not going to name anybody Kane. No.
No, it's Killian Dane.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I like that name a lot. You could see Sanity getting involved to cost Dillinger the.
I'm going to throw it out there right now. Eric Young.
Yeah, I think Eric
Young. I think
so. That's what I was
thinking. We all agreed.
Dillinger. Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, again, I see it. I think he could use it. Because then you have Eric Young stays on NXT. He can continue to kind of build that brand up.
Both guys are good, too. Like, I'm a huge fan of either one.
Again, this is going to be a great match. It's one of those matchups where it's like, oh, I can see Eric Young wrestle Ty Dillinger. I didn't know I needed that, but now I do.
Yeah.
Super excited about the next one for the women's title. Asuka versus Nikki Cross, Billie Kay, and Peyton Royce. Mm-hmm. I've become such a big fan of Peyton Royce. I don't know why.
It's that thing where Billie Kay is supposed to be the star. And yeah. And Peyton Royce is the lackey. But there's just something about that kind of borderline underdog.
Yeah.
Second fiddle.
Something about Peyton Royce that I love. Nikki Cross does nothing for me.
She's grown.
I don't know why.
She's grown on me.
Like when we saw the brawl tonight mm-hmm. with Nikki Cross and Asuka, mm-hmm. I find Peyton Royce and Billie Kay to be 100 times more interesting. And I'd rather see one of them with it. But I think if they're going to put the title on anybody, it's probably going to be Nikki Cross. However, with that said, I think Asuka's going to keep it because they're just treating her. Yeah, they're treating her like the golden god.
I think this is their chance of Nikki Cross costs her the title. She doesn't take a pin at all. And then
Billie Kay wins.
We get Peyton. I think Peyton Royce wins.
I want Peyton Royce to win, but I think it's too soon. Like, I think they're not ready to pull it on her. I want to say Billie Kay, but I still think Asuka. Allie?
You like Asuka. I do like Asuka, so I'm going to say Asuka.
That's a good choice. Dalton?
I'm going to go with Peyton Royce.
Should be interesting. DIY versus the Authors of Pain, please no.
DIY. It's got to be DIY.
Please DIY.
DIY. Because Authors of Pain are undefeated. I would love to see DIY just get one just real solid end their undefeated streak. You don't even – like this doesn't have to be the end of that program. You could eventually have the Authors of Pain take the belts off of them.
But this gives them incentive to want revenge.
And it gives them – they want revenge. And this really gives that – aside from their 2 out of 3 fall victory, yeah. like another just – big win for DIY.
Legitimizes them.
Yeah.
And then it makes the next match even more important because right. DIY are now not just a flash in the pan and the Authors of Pain want revenge. Please be DIY, but I'm going to say the Authors of Pain because I just feel like they see something in the Authors of Pain that I don't, and it doesn't matter what I see.
I think it's going to be DIY, but I think it's going to be like by count out or disqualification.
Like they beat them up so bad they get DQ'd? It's
something like that.
Allie?
I was going to say DIY.
I hope you're right. Dalton?
I don't want to say it, but it's going to be Authors of Pain.
I got to agree with you, and I hate to say it too.
And it's my biggest thing. That's what I've been saying for like the last 5 months is like, give them a title defense. DIY's had a couple title defenses in fairness.
Isn't that the problem in NXT though? Is like, lately, I feel like they're hot-shotting the titles a little bit.
Right. And that's why I'm really hoping they kind of slow this.
The tag titles. Not yet. Well, yeah, not yet.
I mean, well, I don't know, because American Alpha beat Revival, immediately lost it back. And then Revival, then their next feud lose to DIY eventually. It took twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And now DIY going against the Authors who, again, mm-hmm. they've built the Authors up like monsters.
Yep.
I'm scared.
And the way they bounced that NXT title off of Nakamura before he even got a solid defense.
And now back to Nakamura.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Speaking of Nakamura versus Bobby Roode for the NXT title, I see Nakamura keeping it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to take it off him again before mm-hmm. because he hasn't had a title defense yet, has he?
No. Not a successful one.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
He's only won the championship.
You've got to keep it on Nakamura unless you're going full Roman Reigns with him. Just make this time next year, he's a 17-time champion. Allie?
I was going to say Nakamura.
Damn right. Asa?
Yeah, Nakamura.
Dalton?
Nakamura.
Okay, that's the NXT show. We're excited about it. We're not going to watch it live, though, because we'll be at CCW.
Yep.
We will catch it on Sunday before Royal Rumble. Speaking of Rumble, we're going to go through the matches, and we're just going to go through them and just say who we think is going to win.
Yep.
And we'll complain a little bit, but then we got to get to the Rumble itself.
Yep.
We got about 15 minutes. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's plenty of time.
We've got Sasha versus Nia, which you're welcome, Hunter. I think Nia Jax is going to win. I hate it because I really feel like they're missing the boat with Sasha Banks.
I kind of want Sasha – or I want Nia to win. I like Nia Jax a lot. She's one of my favorites. She's grown on me a whole lot. And I think she could use a big name win.
Yeah,
Sasha Banks can always recover from it.
Sasha is in
a multi-time women's champion.
Yeah, and she's in that area of win or loss, the fans are still going to cheer her.
Yeah.
Like Dolph Ziggler. But you can't treat her like that forever. At some point, you've got to devote to her.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think Nia Jax. Allie.
Nia Jax.
Dalton.
Nia Jax.
Damn, that's sad. I only wanted one of you to say Sasha. Becky, Nikki, and Naomi versus Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and Mickie James. I'm not really excited about this. This feels like a thrown together women's match tag. But at least there's some storylines here that they're playing off of. Nikki Bella and Natalya. Naomi, I haven't seen what her story is coming back.
She showed up yesterday.
She's just back from injury.
Yeah, yeah, she showed up and then she wanted a competition and then Alexa Bliss called her irrelevant. That's the story.
Yeah.
That's her story.
I've seen a lot of people online talking about how Alexa Bliss doesn't deserve the championship, that she's not
ready.
Well,
those people should shut up.
Yes, thank you.
Really?
You say it so eloquently. Becky and Bliss, and then Mickey James and Becky. I guess if they're moving toward Becky versus Mickey James.
Which they are, because
and then Alexa Bliss and Naomi.
Mickey James made her official debut. She cut her promo about the Women's Revolution being disrespectful to icons like her and Trish and Lita.
And that's a good storyline.
It is.
It's better than the storyline she came in
especially
on.
Especially as a heel, yeah. Where you're, you know, it's kind of not true, but it makes it still.
It makes sense to her.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. And Brandon said that on the show many times. It's like, as a heel, it's important to not just be like a bad guy.
Right. But you have to think you're the good guy.
Yeah. You have to think what you're doing makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And to Mickey James, that's a great story for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the heels in this one because I think you need to give Mickey James the first victory.
Oh yeah, but I also feel like this is where they can just finally get rid of the Natalya Nikki feud. So have Nikki
pin
Natalya.
Yeah.
Even if you just completely write out like Mickey James and Becky Lynch brawl to the back.
Right.
And then
Naomi butt bumps Alexa through the wall. They're out.
Yeah. Which that could even be, you know, if Naomi pins Alexa Bliss, that solidifies her as a number one contender.
Mm-hmm. Or, but remember what happened when Alexa Bliss was number one contender? She then lost to Naomi.
Yeah.
Before she won the...
I forgot about that.
Did you?
Okay, so...
Yeah!
Allie, who do you think's going to win?
I was going to say the heels.
Good choice. Thank you. I agree. And Asa, you're going face?
Yeah.
Dalton?
Heels.
This is an interesting show already. Cruiserweight title, Rich Swann versus Adrian... Nope.
Just Neville.
It's just Swann versus Neville.
Yep.
There's not even a Rich anymore. It's just Swann. Swann versus Neville... they're going to give it to Neville.
I see.
Because I think Neville is a ball of fire right now, more so than Swann is.
They should give it to Neville, but I really think Swan's going to win it.
Hmm. Dalton, I'm going to go to you first because I know Rich Swann's your boy.
This is going to be a program. I feel like a longer standing program. So I'm going to say Swann's going to win it now, but I'm willing to say Neville's going to beat it.
He'll take it off of him eventually.
Yeah, at the end of the feud.
Because you want to talk about hot-shotting a championship.
Oh, my God, yes. Remember when we were so scared of what they were going to do to the Cruiserweights? And then we tried to reassure ourselves, and we were wrong to reassure ourselves?
I would just like to take this opportunity to proudly proclaim, I told you so.
So arrogant. Allie?
I don't know. I was thinking Neville.
Because he looks like an elf.
That's not why I was thinking that, but...
Hashtag buff elf.
I want that
Buffy
hashtag.
The elf.
Buffy the Buffy the Cruiserweight Slayer. All right. For the tag team titles, we got Cesaro and Sheamus versus The Club.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro and Sheamus. Yeah. Don't need to talk about anything else.
Very true.
Dalton.
Club.
Oh,
no,
sweet
baby. Cool.
You know what? You know who's in the Royal Rumble?
Who?
Cesaro and Sheamus.
That's true.
Hmm. Okay, one.
Which they could eliminate each other anyway. It doesn't matter. Like,
the club needs
it. As a tag team.
But they don't deserve it. Not that they don't deserve it as wrestlers.
You mean they don't deserve it because they already won it? Because that's the stipulation, is there's going to be two referees this time. So there definitely won't be any shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah, but one of the referees is Earl Hebner. And the other one's Dave Hebner.
I don't think Earl Hebner's allowed within 100 feet of a WWE superstar.
Yeah, I want to see the club win, but I feel like they don't deserve it. And not because they're bad wrestlers, but it's the Dolph Ziggler syndrome of, okay, you tell me that they aren't good enough so many times, eventually I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
And the club has lost and lost and lost. And when they didn't lose, they were
just
doing
recently.
stupid. So yeah. Dalton says club, the rest of us say
Cesaro Sheamus.
Cesaro, that's my name for him. I was like, yeah. Women's title, Charlotte versus Bayley.
Charlotte.
I don't care, for one. I don't care.
This is the one
time... I could not care less about Charlotte at this point.
This is the one time that they finally are doing, like, bringing up her undefeated streak at pay-per-views right. Because she didn't just... This isn't Bayley coming in as champion.
Yeah.
So...
But I still hate it.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I want Bayley to win. But from what I understand, and this is just, again, internet rumor, is that they are going to push Bayley pretty hot, but not till Mania.
Which, I mean, that's a huge moment. That's a huge moment. You have Bayley win the women's championship. You break her undefeated streak. It's predictable as all get out, but.
But sometimes that's good.
That's still a moment.
You also risk losing interest at that point.
Yeah. And I agree with that. Like, if, especially
I think
if
they
go.
I lost that a while ago.
No, with, no, with not Charlotte. With Bayley.
Yes. Yeah. Not exactly.
With Bayley.
Exactly. Yeah.
If they do it, if they do and, it in a couple days when she gets the belt, I will be so happy. It's not going
to
happen.
And I don't know if they're, you know, if it was to protect her or just to kind of protect the product, but Bayley did not speak in front of a live crowd this week. Bayley had a sit-down interview with Michael Cole. Charlotte had another sit-down interview with Michael Cole, pre-taped.
And I think that's for the
and
best.
That, and that absolutely plays her strength because Bayley is clearly not used to
big crowds.
Yeah.
I will say that I'd never understood the popularity of Bayley, but I like her. And that's the thing is like, I don't get it, but I'm on board.
Because I love Bayley. And honestly,
I do
like,
too. And I don't know why. She's the dumbest, goofiest little sister character I've ever seen. But at the same time, I can't help but go,
it's
yes.
It's so sincere.
Yes.
Like, it feels so sincere.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she's playing a character.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she might actually be that nerdy and nice.
That honestly makes me, because like, she's not very strong at live promos, but it almost works to her benefit for her character.
It's endearing. Yeah. She's so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. That's why we keep Allie on the show. Because it's endearing.
Hi.
I disagree with that.
And Allie's here.
But yeah, we're all saying Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Universal title, Owens versus Reigns with the Jericho cage.
The cage of Jericho. the sexy pinata.
The Jericho Salami Co., I think is what he called himself. Because he said he was just like a piece of salami hanging up there, and then he called himself Salami Co. It happened. It was a thing.
I think
he said
smelling
it.
Smelling toast.
Yeah, I
see. Now this one is, I genuinely don't know what they're going to do with it.
Oh, I know. Of Owens is going to lose to Reigns.
I don't know.
I don't want that.
Well, nobody wants that. Except even Roman Reigns doesn't want it. Reigns backstage going, could I not win? They're going to hate me. They're going to yell at me.
Oh, look at the shiny check you just handed me. I'll do it.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. David Arquette's coming in. Cool. I'm down.
Jericho having that U.S. title makes me real nervous.
Yeah, that is like, but it's almost like it's too obvious. Like maybe they're going to go, okay, this will throw everybody off.
Because they could still do, you know, champion versus champion.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one that I genuinely don't know.
But you know who's not in the Rumble? Roman Reigns or Owens, obviously.
See, and that's the thing is, and neither is AJ Styles or John Cena. So, and the Royal Rumble typically is the main event.
Yeah.
So the loser of those matches is definitely a viable candidate.
They could go in.
Yeah. So who do you think is going to win, Allie?
I'm gonna say Owens because that's what I want. So I'm gonna put that out in the universe.
But who do you think will win?
No.
No. Okay. Asa.
Reigns. I'm just having flashbacks to Battleground, where I was convinced that Owens was gonna win, and I got myself so excited for it.
I mean, okay. Here's there's two ways this is gonna go. Oh, go ahead, Allie.
It's the excitement. You just say, "I'm gonna put that in the universe. Be happy with it." Okay, you made yourself excited for it. That's on you.
Oh yeah, no. Oh no. Yeah, I'm not blaming them for that.
There's one of two options gonna happen. Jericho's gonna somehow escape the cage and cost Owens the title, or he's gonna help Owens retain again.
Yeah.
And I think that this is gonna be the build up towards WrestleMania. Owens versus Jericho for the U.S. title. Yep.
So.
Dalton's looking at me because he knows I'm right.
Going with Owens. I'm going to say Owens.
Strictly whenever we talk about the Rumble, I need Owens to win.
So I'm the only one picking Reigns? That's interesting. I hope you're right. Let's just keep it that way.
Now, and I completely forgot. Has he won the belt since he had that steroid pop? Or whatever?
No.
Not steroid. That was
He won the U.S. title.
He won the U.S. title from Rusev.
But not the
wellness violation.
Right.
Yeah. No, he's not been Universal Champion.
Yeah. You're fine. It was a slip of the tongue. It's fine. But no, he hasn't. And I think that was his penance. Mm-hmm. They were like, okay, you're not going to...
This is your penance.
You're in
here's
trouble.
The U.S. belt.
They're using the title.
Punishment.
That is the prettiest slap on the wrist anybody's ever got.
Actually, you know what? I'm switching I'm giving the answer to Reigns only because of what we're about to talk about.
Styles versus Cena?
Yep.
John Cena? Shit.
John Cena?
It's Cena. Like, because here's my biggest fear, and Ace and I have talked about this, is Taker wins the Rumble, Cena wins the title, Taker versus Cena for the title at WrestleMania. Because in their mind...
Well, but then the latest rumor is The Undertaker's going to be wrestling from someone from Raw, which is why he's only been on Raw.
Well, it can't be Owens. No offense to Owens, but in my mind, WWE does not see Owens versus Taker as leveled. They would see Reigns and Taker as leveled.
You know who they could see versus someone from Raw versus Undertaker?
Who?
Finn Balor.
We'll get to that.
Hey there, Dalton.
You're
How are you doing?
No, because he's like getting tested to see if he's cleared.
But that was this week. I was saying last year. I was like, yeah, just give it to Balor, and everybody made fun of me for that.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, get with the program, dude. This is 2017. This is the year of Blaster.
Blaster! Had Balor even debuted at this point when you were saying he was going to wrestle The Undertaker?
No, but I wanted to
So that's a yes or no question. Balor was on NXT, and you were saying he was going to just come straight in against The Undertaker.
Well, didn't he also? He had a bunch of real winners back then. What were some of the other things he said?
Oh, he was going to turn Roman Reigns heel against heel Triple H. Yeah.
Let's stop. He's giving me the sad puppy eyes. Allie, who do you think's going to win?
Between Cena and Styles?
Yes.
I don't really know where this story has been going.
Yes, you do. Cena.
Cena shows up, says, I get a title match, then goes on SmackDown and says, I've earned everything. I don't just, you know, use my name or my backstage clout to get what I
don't
want.
Run off to Hollywood. Long.
He talks about the segment they had on SmackDown was actually really, really strong.
Yeah, he made a comment.
AJ made a bunch of good points, but then Cena, like, instead of, a bad guy made valid points against me.
Punchy, punchy.
Yeah, he actually came back with his own valid points. Like, yeah, you've been carrying the company for 6 months. I've been doing it for a decade.
And then he was talking about the indies. Like, you know, everybody wants to not give me respect because I wasn't on the indies. You know why? I wasn't built for the indies. I was built for WWE. And I was like, that was a good point.
That's a good line, but all the indie fans, like, threw down their Cena hat. I was like, I almost gave you a chance.
I gave him a bigger chance. I was like, I liked that line. That line worked.
I do too, but the internet wrestling community is notoriously vicious to John Cena already.
Well, who cares?
Redacted.
I think AJ. This is why I'm switching to Roman Reigns. I'm going with AJ Styles.
You think there's no way in hell that Owens and AJ retains? Do you?
There's no way both.
Right.
So that's why I think
if you had to pick,
I think. I want to say that this is a new era of WWE. We have the Triple H has a more heavy hand. Granted, everything still goes through Vince McMahon. He is the final. He is the law. He is the final word.
He's Judge Dredd.
But I don't see that they could just do both Reigns and Cena win. I think we're going to get one of those.
But only because it's not WrestleMania. If it was Mania, I could totally see them doing it.
Yeah, because you need that magazine cover.
That feel good moment. Yeah. I agree with you. And if I had to choose. I think AJ Styles has done better at being a champion than Owens. And that's not Owens' fault.
It's just because they've booked Owens as having to have Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Owens poorly. And I think I said this to Hunter, that I was never as big on Kevin Owens as you guys. And I'm still not. When he talks his interviews, a lot of the time, he just feels too laid back to me. But that's just his style. Right. That's just his style. And I'm not.
You need him on cocaine and yelling.
I need to see the veins popping from his neck because that's how I grew up. But I think AJ Styles has done a better job, and if I had to pick one of them, I think AJ would take it. But I still think Cena. I think Cena Reigns.
You think it's gonna be Cena Reigns?
I do.
Which is fair. Like, again, I don't disagree with you. I'm letting myself get excited, and I.
But we've seen what happens to you.
I know.
You do this to yourself.
I know.
And you get so mad.
I know.
Even angrier than like me.
I know.
Red Lantern.
What did you say?
I didn't say yet. I'm gonna say Styles.
Okay, so you all say Styles. Or did you say Styles?
I didn't really answer.
Yeah, give us an answer, please. You rude.
Excuse me.
I said Rick Rude. He was one of my favorites.
He was the only person to show up on WCW Monday Nitro and Monday Night Raw at the same time.
Same night, yeah. That was cool.
I'm going to say Styles.
Oh, God. You're both. Okay, so. Wait, no, you changed to Reigns, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying, damn, I feel all alone here. All right, so that's our picks for the matches. Then we have the Royal Rumble itself, which, by the way, other than the Survivor Series, because I think Survivor Series is still my favorite, Royal Rumble's my second favorite.
Yep.
Because it's one of those, I didn't realize as a kid how boring the match was because no one can really do moves. It's mostly punch, kick, and try to throw each other out.
Right. Except when they first come in, especially when there's, three people in the ring, you get your little 15 seconds
Right.
shine.
And then the last, three or four people.
When it gets down to the last, and they're all one thing I hate about the Rumble, and they've done it every year for the past few years, is everyone pointing to the goddamn sign. You know what I mean? You get down to two or three people, they point at the sign, and then they look at each other, and they point.
But how else do you do the cutscene in the 2K game?
I hate it. Like, I got it the first time. It was cool. But I wouldn't
and
do
now
that.
And now it's required.
It's required. And it's like having to refer to Seth Rollins as the architect. You don't have to keep doing that. What did he build?
The shield.
Okay, here's the confirmed names for the Royal Rumble as of right now. Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Big E, Langston, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. Yeah, I said it.
Who's Langston?
Chris Jericho, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, The Undertaker, Dean Ambrose, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, Sheamus, Wyatt, Orton, Harper, which, by the way, on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
Orton and Wyatt officially, I guess, turned on Harper? Or was it just a punishment thing?
Orton,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's TBD. But Orton beat Harper in their match to kind of settle their disagreements, and then Wyatt hit Harper with Sister Abigail.
So that might play into this match here. We'll see what happens. Big Show, Sami Zayn, Big Cass, Rusev, and Mojo. And I think with Big Show being in the match, Dalton, do you think there's any chance that Shaq might show up in the Rumble? Shaq.
I love all this dead air on the podcast.
He doesn't know.
Big Show has to be the hands-on favorite, right?
There's no way.
He's 7 feet tall. He's in the best shape of his life. How is anyone going to be able to eliminate him?
Braun Strowman.
Back down on Raw. He looks scared.
Oh, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hate that so much. And I legitimately think, you know who's going to enter the Royal Rumble? Bits over. Shaq. We'll come back and
He did at the Andre the Giant. Yeah. And then that's what's going to set up their WrestleMania thing.
I think so. Yeah. I think that will happen. Yeah.
Boo.
And you know, I don't entirely mind it, honestly. I want to see what Shaq looks like. Because
I don't care.
Big Show brought his A game.
Yeah. And
it's the big abs.
And Big Show is a wrestler who can do great matches.
Remember when Shaq was interested in UFC? Like, he was training to be a UFC.
He was in a game.
Yeah, he was in the game as a secret character. So I think Shaq might surprise you.
I hope so.
But we'll see.
But at
this
point, the bar is so low that it's the
bar so low, Hornswoggle's having trouble getting under it.
Yeah.
Hey, Swoggle.
Sorry. All right, Asa, you had, before we talk about the Rumble itself, you had an assignment for us.
Yes.
Fill us in on that assignment.
So I told everybody here to pick three names who were plausible surprise entrants for the Royal Rumble. But not just, you know, oh, it'd be cool, like, you know, who could show up, but also what you do with them afterwards. It could be a one-off appearance. It could lead to a story going into WrestleMania, whatever. So I just kind of thought that would be a cool
who we think
could come in.
Because there's 7 spots left?
We have 22 confirmed entrants. With Mojo Rawley was the 22nd.
Okay. So we have 8 spots left.
Yep.
That they need to fill. Apparently the NXT stars will be backstage. So there's a good chance it's just going to be
NXT guys.
Because
they're in the same. Yeah, there's going to be at least 2 or 3.
Agreed.
I don't know if anyone did, because I didn't put Ty Dillinger on mine.
I didn't.
Because
I did.
Okay. Because I just assumed that one was almost the given of.
Well, so is Kenny Omega.
I put that one too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, dang.
Well, let's go by it piece by piece. I'll go first since I'm standing right here. I actually did 3 that I think will be there. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to do 3 that I hoped, but I only did 2 and then I forgot about it. So here's the 2 that I want to be there, but I don't think will be.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Omega to be there, but I don't think he will. I think it's hype, but I do think he'll debut on the next Raw. Like, not the one after Royal Rumble, because I still think that's within his time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he will sign with WWE. I do.
And do you put him on Raw?
I do. Because I think with Styles on SmackDown, I feel like
I put him on SmackDown with Styles.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Bullet Club.
And just have him go over the entire roster.
Well, I'm thinking Omega comes in, maybe even after the club wins the titles,
mm-hmm.
and they reform that version of the Bullet Club.
Yeah,
I could see it happening.
Plus, Balor's still there, so you can have him come in.
Join in,
or you know, because he kind of when AJ and Gallows and Anderson were there, and that we got that neat little teaser of him just kind of walking past and smirking.
Yeah, and I think he
didn't give him the 2 sweet. So
if they could somehow strike a deal with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
And just get the Bullet Club.
And just do Bullet Club. Imagine having Bullet Club in Japan and having Bullet Club in America. They could do a story where the Bullet Club runs everything. This is as close as you will ever get to having NWO revival.
Yep.
This is it. Not that BS, we're giving you the NWO so it's important. No, this is organic.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll happen.
No, people are too greedy.
But Kenny Omega is the one that I want the most.
Mm-hmm.
My other one is Hulk Hogan. And I don't think they're going to put him in yet. I do think they're saving him for Mania. I do. But I don't want him to win. But I could see his music hits at number 22, 23. Hogan comes out. The crowd will go nuts. And it's a cool surprise entrant. You know?
I hate the idea of Hogan getting any sort of offense in on anyone on the current roster.
Well, I was starting to think, who could they do? And I thought, what about Jerry Lawler? But I thought, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see that then. I don't want to see it now.
Yeah.
But you can't see Hogan just doing his signature punches.
I absolutely see it. I don't want to see it.
What if it gets somebody you don't like Mojo Rawley?
Yeah, I mean, still, you're okay with that? I don't like Mojo Rawley. He doesn't deserve any better, but I just don't
broke Ace's brain for a second.
But to say a guy that
you're just making me watch Hulk Hogan and Mojo Rawley interact, and that's just disgusting to me. Like, no, ew.
But I think Hogan could be there, but I don't think so. Yeah. WrestleMania.
I think WrestleMania is where he deserves to come back.
Yeah. And not in a wrestling capacity.
No. And I'll give you that. Like, his grand, like, return as, like, even host or something should be at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I agree. Here's my three that I will think be in the Rumble. Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say, Kurt. You're gonna be there. I know you are. Jerry Lawler.
To do the Ziggler bit.
And I don't think, like, I'm not excited about it, but I think it'll happen. And, Finn Balor. Those were my three. I think Balor's gonna come back. I wanted to put Zack Ryder on the list, but I don't think he's ready yet.
No, he's still super hurt.
And you said you wanted to know, like, why I think they would come back.
Well, just what you would do with them. Like, where do you see?
Kurt Angle, I think, is very simple. You give him a feud starting in the Rumble. Give him someone that he can go with, like a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have them go at it for a couple weeks. Give him a send-off match before Mania, and then have his induction be it. Then you move him into a maybe even managerial role with American Alpha, because that just screams Kurt Angle.
Yeah, or even like you said earlier, a GM role.
Because he'd be good at it. Kurt Angle is fantastic.
So charismatic.
There's no reason to not have Kurt Angle do stuff on your roster.
Absolutely.
There's not. Jerry Lawler, it's a one-time thing.
Ziggler.
He's going to feud with Ziggler. Ziggler's going to win in the end, but I think he'll put Ziggler out in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that that's a big win for Ziggler.
Will he?
I mean, I hope. And then Finn Balor's obvious. It's just his return. It's John Cena in 2000, was it 10 or 9?
Madison Square Garden.
When he came back to the Rumble, like months ahead of schedule.
It was 8 because that was the...
So you just have Finn Balor come back in just to come back in. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll win, but it'll be his return.
But he even could just to go immediately after that Universal Championship.
Because we've said this before, we don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, this is the first Rumble that there are so many viable options between Jericho, Lesnar, Goldberg, Undertaker, I'm totally
Ambrose.
Like, Ambrose is one. Ziggler is one.
Miz is a dark horse, I think.
Yeah. There are
Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton. Like, there are so many big casts, maybe they'll pull the trigger.
That one is, I think, less. But Braun Strowman, I think, I'll give you Braun Strowman.
I think there's at least half the names on here are viable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus the 8 we don't even know about.
The one, and you know, and not saying that we agree with all of those names winning.
No.
But it's the first year in forever that it's not, okay, well, we just have to wait for Batista to come out.
Or Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Okay, so Reigns is going to win.
Triple H
was kind of cool. I didn't like it, but it was a surprise.
But was it?
I don't remember
because called it.
I mean, yeah. I think he was my winner.
No, yeah, because you're like, well, it'll either be Roman Reigns, but if Triple H is in it, it'll be Triple H. Because that was for the vacant title.
Yep.
Did any of us put Triple H in this list?
I didn't.
No.
Because that's actually, you know what? Triple H comes in, Rollins costs him his...
I don't want to see that anymore.
Oh, I just put it in the ether. It's out there. Allie, who do you got?
So my first pick was Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe? Senior Joe?
And have him be on Raw. My other pick, my picks aren't that great. One of them could
be. Your picks are fine. She was nervous about thinking of storylines for them.
I wouldn't even mean like you have to plot out like a storyline, kind of where you saw them going or.
Right.
Okay.
Like I said, like Hogan, a one-off appearance before.
Yeah. Joe to Raw makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. My other one was actually Bobby Roode. Like, he loses to Nakamura and then...
Just goes straight up to the main roster.
Straight up, because he's done really well. And so
he deserves
I would not be surprised at that.
Yeah.
Big fish,
small. I mean, I'd be surprised, but, like, I definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
And then, a long time ago, I said Nakamura just as a one-off. And I couldn't really think of anyone else, honestly, so.
I mean, that's fair. Just have the actual NXT champion do a little showcase on the main roster, get him mixed up with a couple of the...
Oh, he would... The other person would be ready to come in by the time he got that entrance done, though.
the only reason I don't like Nakamura in it is because it never made sense for me to have champions in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But for that, it does, because if you're Nakamura and you have a chance to go after two titles...
Right,
I mean, look at Kevin Owens.
When he feuded with
Cena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although the most amazing thing when he stepped on the U.S. title
and said, mine is more important.
That was awesome.
I love that.
Asa, what about you?
Let's go to Dalton.
Dalton, what about you?
I want to end it. I'm selfish.
It's fine. You earned it, buddy.
All right. So I actually,
my idea.
I have Kenny Omega. I just.
That's a big elephant.
It is. Yeah.
That's the biggest elephant.
Where do you put him?
SmackDown.
You put him on SmackDown. Okay.
I put him on SmackDown. If you do the Bullet Club, yeah, I'd have it go between Raw and SmackDown.
The only reason I could see him going to SmackDown, I just want to throw this in there, is if they team him with AJ Styles. I could definitely see his intro to SmackDown being him and AJ Styles teaming up to go after
two-man power trip.
No, I want to say, I just assumed they would go after each other.
Yeah.
I never even thought of putting them together, and I do.
This might be a bad analogy, but to me, this could very well be the Hogan Savage tag team.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Because the mega powers were awesome.
What I said.
The New Japan, just calling them like, you know, some form of like the New Japan mega powers.
Yeah.
We're big in Japan.
No, that'd be good.
Mega Japan.
We're big in Japan.
So the next one I have is Ty Dillinger. Put him in at 10.
Right.
Have him feud. Put him on SmackDown because I feel like there's not enough characters on SmackDown
There's really not.
Keep my interest. Have him feud with any of the heels. A Miz feud I would love.
Ziggler feud I would love. Even a face-to-face IC
feud. A Baron Corbin.
Like, him going straight into an IC feud.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then the last one would be Tyler Bate, who is the UK champion. Just put a little bit of light on it before they start doing the show.
And I agree 100% on that.
And then, if you have Bate on there, if you have Bate on there, you can also, I don't know how old he is, I'm not sure, but you can say he's the youngest. Rene Dupree may have that. It's going to be really close, because I don't know the days, but they were both 19. But you can, that would be really cool to have that record. It would be really good exposure for the UK. And then it would get people to subscribe to the network to watch the tournament.
And I agree with all of that, but I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate him. I hate anyone in the UK tournament or the cruiserweight division being in the Royal Rumble because you were treated as separate and it's not equal.
Right.
The UK people aren't after the WWE championship.
Yeah.
I get that you would want to be, but you're not.
I always felt like the Royal Rumble was that one time in WWE's year when anyone could enter just to be there. Almost like it's, I don't know the right way to say it, but we always say bubble. Like within a bubble, anyone could go in there and wrestle. Anyone could show up.
Mm-hmm.
Karma. So if Karma,
Best Phoenix, yeah.
So if Karma won the Royal Rumble, she's going to fight for the world title.
Right.
No, she's not. Michael Cole. No, you know it's not going to happen. So I could see it from that standpoint, but I also agree with you. There's no reason for Tyler Bates to be allowed.
Any of the UK people.
He should get stopped at the gate.
Any of the 205 Live people. And I'm not saying they don't deserve to be showcased in the Royal Rumble. I'm saying that WWE has no reason to showcase them in the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Especially when you have a bunch of names on the roster plus, you know, potential returns that you could.
Yeah.
That you would waste on them.
You can heat them up. Yeah. Because you know what? Just off on real tips, I wanted to put CM Punk on the list.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing. And I can only see that from the fact that we, without a doubt, you can almost guarantee that Punk will not fight in UFC again. Almost without a doubt.
I don't agree with that.
I think Dana White.
Not even his contracts, just his pride.
His pride, yeah. Yes, but his pride may not convince Dana White to do it again. That's the only thing I see stopping him is Dana White. Could I see him going to Bellator instead? Absolutely. And I think he'd do well in Bellator. But I just don't see Dana White going, okay, I gave you the big shot. Mm-hmm. You lost.
That doesn't – I mean, there's a difference between putting him in like a main event spot, main
card.
Him
in a lower card fight.
And putting him in a lower card fight.
I agree.
Especially because he's signed to a set number of fights. So it's having to get out of that contract.
But I could also see if Punk could swallow his pride – and Vince / Triple H could swallow their pride, and everyone goes, look, this was a bad situation, and Vince and Triple H go, we did wrong by you, we're sorry. I could see Punk doing it, if not for attention for his UFC career, maybe even giving him a buzz that he lost. Because let's just be honest, his loss was bad.
Right.
It was bad.
Still wasn't as bad as Ronda's.
No, not at all. But it was bad, and I feel he needs a shot in the arm, because I think he can do it. But I think him being in the Rumble and getting that pop could go a long way for him.
Oh, yeah. And I would anytime I see CM Punk on a screen, I'm going to be happy.
It would be amazing. So. Imagine how insane the crowd would go if Cult of Personality hit.
I'm really hoping that long when shot. Miz comes out, he comes out first to Daniel Bryan's theme, though. I will say that.
What if Daniel Bryan is an entrance?
Nope.
You can't.
No? Okay.
You can't do it. Not okay. After that speech. He will never have a physical role again.
Let's hope. Asa, let's give it to you, and then we're going to get out of here.
My three were, my first one is Eric Rowan. I don't know where on his timeline he is slated to – how long he was supposed to be out / how long he's been out.
Yeah.
Up until watching SmackDown, my idea was you have Rowan team with Harper to eliminate Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. They reform the Reapers. That's your tag team feud with American Alpha. Orton Wyatt can go on to do whatever versus their Wyatt. Their feud. Yeah. Or just, you know, stay together because I like that pairing.
It's a good team, but Harper and Rowan was such a great tag team.
Yeah.
They were so good. And wasn't it at the Rumble a couple years ago when the Wyatts had broken up, when Rowan and Wyatt or Rowan and Harper kind of joined forces for a second?
And then Harper turned on him to
Because that was such a cool moment up until
then. And that's what I love about the Rumble is there's all these like little micro stories.
Yeah, little feuds
that show up. Like CM Punk and the New Nexus just cutting a promo throughout the entire thing.
I made out watch that recently.
The Wyatt family running roughshod.
Big Show and Kane tossing out all of the
favorites.
Yeah. No, Dalton, that's equipment.
We have Patreon money. It's fine. I can break it now.
But Eric Rowan did just recently post one of those other like Criminal Minds serial killer videos on his Twitter.
Nice. That are
creepy and amazing, and I love them. Yeah. And they're so scary. So I'd want to see him. My second name is William Regal. Have him come out just as one last, you know, kind of just a one-off. Him coming out just to get one last, especially if the rumors of him going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Little spotlight.
To me, that's like Angle. Like
do his brass knucks. Yeah. He's had such a storied career.
Right.
You know, definitely not win, because my third one is Samoa Joe, who comes out immediately after Regal, eliminates Regal, and my actual
says I quit.
My actual prediction is I think Samoa Joe wins the Rumble.
I think that's fair.
And the reason why is Triple H has said that they're doing something never done before. People won't be seeing it coming. We've had the surprise entrant come in and win it as a veteran. We've had the young up-and-comer kind of surprisingly win it. We've had the predictable one. We've never had someone make their debut in the Rumble, as far as I know, go on to win it. And I think Joe showing up, eliminating Regal to kind of put a final note on their storyline.
And NXT in general.
And NXT in general.
Right.
And him just going after either AJ Styles or John Cena, because I would put him on SmackDown because I think they would need him more.
I mean, Joe versus Cena.
And you have a guaranteed main eventer for years.
Yeah, and Joe versus Cena is a no-brainer. Like, AJ versus Joe also.
Yeah.
But because AJ's a heel, Joe's a heel.
Right.
To me, it makes more sense to put him against Cena first.
Yeah.
And
that's how I would debut Samoa Joe, is you have him take out Regal after he gets a huge, you know, reaction.
And, you know, we said that we don't see anybody else in this, Rumble, like anybody could win type thing. And that's why it's important. And I think that is probably the biggest reason I think Joe could win, because there's no one in here that, like, there's no set feud that is going to be propelled by them winning. Anytime, like with Roman Reigns, we knew he was going to win because of the eventual feud with Triple H. We knew Triple H was going to win because of the Rollins thing and Roman Reigns. But in this one, everyone else that's in a feud is in this match together, and their matches won't depend on winning.
And
like Goldberg and Lesnar, they're going to eliminate each other more than likely.
Yeah.
Taker doesn't need it. There's no one on here that's going to go, okay, well, but if they win the title, now it's going to go towards this. And that's why I think Joe is the dark horse coming in, having no reason to lose.
Right.
We'll win.
And
that made no sense.
Can I just real quick, I don't like the tagline of friend versus friend, foe versus foe. I like the idea of friend versus friend because, yeah, that makes sense. But foe versus foe, duh. What? It's WWE.
That's Tuesday.
Well, yeah, that's every. That's literally
foe
what?
Foe versus foe is called wrestling.
3-2-2. So that's 7 hours of television a week, minimum.
Yeah.
About to bump up 8 with that UK show.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's. I would love to see that.
Bring back Shotgun. Saturday night.
So you want 9 hours?
Yeah, I want all the hours.
24/7.
24. I wish they would have a network with WWE constantly.
Can you imagine?
How much would you pay for that?
Probably $12, $13, $9.99.
That's a fair price.
That's not bad. All right.
I don't know. That's a lot of value for just $10. I'd be putting that that's probably like $30.
No. Put that out there. Don't put that out there. Shut up.
All right. So if you take anything away from this show other than our charm.
As you're wrapping up real quick, who do you actually think is going to win? I want to get everybody's
official. Oh, yeah. I guess we didn't actually say that.
Because Samoa Joe is my official pick.
Undertaker. I hate it, but I think they're building it up too much with Taker being in the Rumble. Like, there's no reason for him to be in the Rumble right now. There's none. There's no storyline.
Other than he wants the championship again.
Exactly.
That's all. And really, wanting a championship is a motivation.
That's
no matter who you are.
Best reason to be in wrestling. You know, I hate.
And now this is everybody's like, okay, if I win the Royal Rumble, I get my guaranteed shot at WrestleMania. So everybody should want to be in the Rumble.
Right.
That's why I want to be in the Rumble.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I hope you are. I'm surprised you weren't on anybody's list.
Yeah, guys. Thanks, but friends.
I think Undertaker, because I think this is his last. This is his last hurrah. Next year, he will go into the Hall of Fame, is my prediction.
Yep.
I think he'll win the title, too. I think he'll beat probably Cena. but it could be just about anybody. But I think Undertaker will win, and I think he will win the title one more time. Allie?
Okay.
Should we skip you and come back?
No, I'm going to go. I want to say The Miz, just because he's been hot right now.
All right.
Yeah. No, I mean,
in her defense, Roman Reigns dropping.
There's no need to defend her because that's a legitimate pick.
In her, to agree with her, to give context to why I think she's doing it, Roman Reigns losing the U.S. title, telegraphing that he'll win the world title, is to Miz dropping the title to Ambrose, maybe to signify that he's going to be pushed up towards the world title.
Because we've seen a Cena Miz main event. The match wasn't bad.
At Mania. Well, it was. Part of the reason was because of The Rock.
And also The Miz was super concussed.
But my God, that intro video by Nas.
Oh, yeah. One of the best that they've done. Yeah, and I could absolutely see a Miz-Cena world title match.
Dalton. No, I'm going to go to you because Ace is arrogant. He's the closer. Yes. That's your new nickname, the closer.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either. I like the five-star man.
Five-star closer?
I'm going with Jericho.
I thought about Jericho, too.
And especially if... And honestly, that one works whether or not Owens wins on Sunday. Because what we talked about earlier this week was I still think with Owens winning, Owens could cost Jericho the United States Championship. That's what starts the fissure of their friendship. Yeah. And then Jericho's like, okay, well, actually, I was going to... You know, maybe I was going to go wrestle whoever the SmackDown champion is.
I already beat Styles once at Mania. I could do it again. But after this, I'm going
to
We can
run
you.
Both shows. Or, you know, like they even said, you know, we'll wrestle each other. It doesn't matter who wins. But then it slowly kind of becomes more and more personal. And between, and then by Mania, they hate each other.
Can I ask a very important question I don't think we've addressed? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have they said 100% that the winner of the Rumble chooses their opponent? Or is it, if you're on Raw, you go for Raw.
They
if you're on SmackDown, you go for SmackDown.
They haven't. Announced that, but that's how they did it the last time there was the brand split.
Yeah.
Because they even brought out Bobby Lashley as the ECW champion and they made Undertaker look at him like,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yours is mine. So that's just the precedent that they've sent. It would make
sense. For the old one.
It would make sense that, you know, the Raw person goes for Raw, the SmackDown goes for SmackDown. Because they've only said, as far as I know, they've only said, you know, a world championship shot. They didn't say, you know, a brand exclusive.
Although, freaking Kalisto wins. And goes on to Mania to fight, you know, Rich Swann for the title. Oh. There's your main event right there, guys. Asa, who do you got?
Smojo.
Oh, yeah, you said that already.
Yeah, I did.
You were the one that said it.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's a five-star prediction.
Yep.
All five. Okay. Like I was going to say before, what we're trying to say is we don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
And that's why this Rumble's exciting. And we can't wait to watch it. We're going to be there Sunday. We hope you're there as well. Shoot us a message on Facebook or whatever if you want to talk about it. We're open.
On this page at facebook.com/podzilla1985.
Absolutely. Give us a like on there. We post stuff on there. We interact with the fans. You can always like us on there. Also, Dalton, where should they go if they want to earn some of that sweet Podzilla 1985 merchandise? Which, by the way, we need to get some pro wrestling and scripted merchandise up on there.
We do.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But if you do just want the regular Podzilla 1985.
Include that fantastic shirt, the logo shirt that our friends at Press Start to Join have in Canada. And Mandy has. A couple people have. Can you go to get that?
If you want to get one of those, it's very easy. Just go to redbubble.com, search Podzilla 1985. You can find everything that our lovely Lindsay Wolfgang has made for us.
Absolutely.
It is amazing work.
It's
top quality.
Good stuff. Got to get that PW merch, though.
It's not like we can't talk to her. Also, if you just want to support us monetarily without buying a shirt, that works too. You can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
We're building towards that YouTube channel.
We are.
I said it every time.
Jesse ordered the equipment.
So we need that reimbursement money.
Yeah.
Really quick.
But we're super excited to bring you guys the YouTube stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I love that we're branching out because this started as Blogzilla.
Yep.
It was just me writing blogs. It evolved into Podzilla. Actually, it evolved into a lot of people writing blogs with me. Then it evolved into Podzilla with you guys. And now YouTube. Uzilla. Whatever.
Tubezilla. I think it's going to be Tubezilla 1985.
Uzilla, though.
Copyright Podzilla1985.com.
And then also for Patreon, any donation is not only greatly appreciated, but you'll get your name on our website forever under the donors list. And for just $10, we will plug
your program.
Anything. Yeah.
And just for the record, this show is global, you know?
Yeah.
We have listeners all over the world. This is a legit thing that I'm super proud
of. As much as we've helped CCW,
Villainous
Grounds.
Or
as much as CCW has helped us, we've also helped CCW. Yeah.
We've helped Villainous Grounds.
Yep.
Press Start to Join. This is pretty legit. As scary as that is, this is pretty legit.
Yeah, so if you have like an indie promotion you want to promote, even just a
I've been working with a lot more lately. Yeah.
Yeah. So on this show, on Nerd Up, we can do it. On the Tuesday show, Mr. 100 Five Star Man,
Tana Thursday. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. And lastly, I think I've said this every time, go to Podzilla. If you're listening on iTunes, Podzilla1985.com. You can catch up on all the old episodes. Everything's archived there.
Or subscribe to us on iTunes. That'll...
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Because the Facebook likes and like subscribing on iTunes or whatever your RSS feed is that you choose to use, that does reflect better on us.
Yeah.
So then we can get kind of a little bit more higher profile. So any little bit that you can do, we appreciate.
Absolutely. We love you guys so much. We're so happy to bring this to you week by week. And I couldn't be happy with the way things are going. And with that said, we're going to head out of here. I want you guys to have a great night. We're going to be back tomorrow with Tana Thursday. I promise, no Trump this time. It's not going to be political. We're going to do something fun. I now found that blogzilla1985.com is the best place for my crazy left-wing political views. We keep it separate from Podzilla. Stay tuned. I've got a new article coming up about the punching of a Nazi. You're going to want to read that. That's going to be fantastic. I'm doing the Trump motions again, aren't I? Good. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you at the Rumble.
I thought you were doing Team 3D.
Have a good night, everybody.